Can't beat a Velveeta Tarpita. Come on in.
I got rolled by a transvestite hooker about 15 years ago. No, it was only 9, 10, 12 years ago. I don't know. Long time ago. Has anyone ever been rolled by a transvestite? Really? All of you? Here's my story, and then you can tell yours next. No, it's a true story. When I first started comedy, this was like 11 years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, me and my buddy Matt Becker would go out after shows, and we'd cruise all the skanky hookers down on Van Buren. Van Buren's a street. If you're ever in Phoenix and you need a skanky hooker, Van Buren, and then you double back on Washington, or you can... Well, anyway, we're cruising, okay, and we weren't buying at the time. We'd just go and get really liquored up, and no one would fuck us, so we'd go take it out on them, and we'd heckle them and yell shit out the window and whatnot. But one night, we're banging a U-turn on Van Buren in front of what had to be the ugliest prostitute we'd ever seen in our lives. So we had to look, you know? And as soon as we slowed the car down to look, she just jumped right for the door, and she opened the door, and she shoved her way in, and she had some opening presentation where she had a gun, or someone had a gun, so hurry up and drive, or someone's chasing me. All I know is we're scared shitless, and we start driving, and she turns to me and Matt, and she goes, "I suck both your dicks for $15. And when she first got in the car, me and Matt may have thought she was really a guy. But $15? Looks like a girl to me, looks like a girl to you. What a lovely young lady we have here. And before I could even answer her, she pulled my dick out and started blowing me, which... is a good way to close a deal in any line of work, really. That spells sold right there, no matter what you do for a living. So I give her the 15 bucks out of my pocket, and she takes us down all these little side streets, and we get to a dead end. We're in a really dark residential area, and we're in a Jeep, too. So I'm having to sit up in the hump of the Jeep in between the seats. Matt's sitting right here waiting his turn. She's going to work, and me and Matt are just trying not to laugh. Because anytime you're getting a blowjob that close to your best friend, your tendency is to chuckle a little bit. But I have my dick in the mouth of a very ugly, angry crack whore right now. I don't want to bust up laughing. I don't want to be the reason she snaps and bites down. So I'm trying to be cool. I know I made a huge mistake with my life. And at that point, I felt her fucking around in my back pocket. And all I said was, "Hey, what are you doing?" And she goes, "I didn't touch your wallet. Why are you accusing me of taking your wallet? I don't know where your wallet is. I think..." I'm like, "Oh, fuck." And she reaches down. She goes, "Here's your wallet. It's on the floor." And there was a $50 bill. That's all that was in my wallet is gone. So I go, "Where's my fucking money?" I'm trying to be a big tough guy, right? I go, "Where's my fucking money?" She goes, "I ain't got your money. I said, you give me my $50. And she grabbed me by the hair and slammed me in the back so hard, Matt went right out the driver's side of the Jeep. I picked up on the roll bar and I kicked her in the head as hard as I could, and she just got pissed. And at that point, any illusion that this is really a chick have gone right out the fucking window. That dream is over, kids. You can sober up and lose your bonus now. So I jump out on the driver's side. She gets out on the passenger side. And I don't have any idea where I even had the balls to try this, but I still have my wallet in my hand. And it's dark enough, it's pitch black outside. So I come up from the other side of the Jeep, and I go, "Give me my money or I'll blow your fucking head off." And she believed me. Which scared the shit out of me even more, because she still wouldn't give me my money, but she thought I have a gun to her head. I can't pull the trigger. So I'm like, and I'm hoping Matt will jump in with a little good cop, bad cop over here. Come on, fucking help me out, man. Don't make him do it again. He is crazy. He kills all the hookers. Give him his money or something. Fucking Matt's running around all punched, drunk, and retarded. Like he just found out he's adopted. I'm like, "Get the fucking car. Drive. Go. Let's go." And finally, I got him in the car, and we haul ass out of there. And at first, we're incredibly pissed because we've been completely stripped of all our pride. Should we go back and run her over with the car? I don't fucking know. We could hit her in the head with a tire jack. I mean, Finally, we cut our losses and we drive home. And it might have been the most silent drive home of my entire life. We get about a mile from the house, and finally, Matt looks over at me and he goes, "You got your dick sucked by a guy! Fuck you, man! Fucking, you waited in line to get your dick sucked by a guy. How about that? And where's my 750?